I hear you loud and clear.
Well, we've known each other for a long time, all of Sarah Jifa and I. Every band has to start at some point. For us, there was quite a clear moment when we were sharing the stage, doing a workshop, and really enjoyed the tiny bit of rehearsal that we did together and loved singing together. And we did a tiny little set that night, like a 20-minute set of songs that we could put together pretty quickly. And after that initial experience, we knew that we wanted to do more of it. And at that moment, we didn't know, oh, we want to be a band and we want to put on a record, we want to tour. But we didn't know that we wanted to do more shows, and started planning our schedules, figuring out when we were all available to do things. And as we did more shows, we became much more convinced that this is something we wanted to invest, you know, a lot more time doing.
From my reading, you started doing some cover tracks together just to get sort of going on that first set that you had to do. And it took a little bit longer to get into the songwriting phase because it's, I don't know that it's unusual, but there's, you're all credited on the songs. And most often in a collaboration, someone writes a song and you bring the others in and you work it out, and then someone else brings in the song. But this seems to be a real team partnership effort.
Very true. Yeah, the first couple of years that we were a band, we didn't get together to write. We were really enjoying playing cover songs. So, you know, as we first came together, we brought songs that we wanted to sing, you know, a John Hyatt song, a Tom Brousseau song, etc. And we worked them up and arranged them. And playing traditional and playing cover songs is not unusual in our collective genres. And, you know, an appreciation of other people's material and of traditional material is a huge part of the traditions that we come from. And so that wasn't terribly odd. And I think it really did play in our favor. We've discussed that amongst ourselves, that we think it really did play in our favor when it did come down to sitting down and writing together, because we knew each other quite well by that point, musically as well as personally, and we knew how to communicate, we knew how to arrange songs, what we liked. We had an idea of what our band sound was at that point, and I think that made writing a lot easier because we weren't starting from a completely blank slate. We were able to already have a way of communicating and a shared common goal for our standard of material.
It was John Paul Jones that produced one of your albums.
That's correct, yeah.
And he's, of course, known mostly for his work with Led Zeppelin. Ethan Johns, your producer for this album, has really done a wide range of folks as well. Everyone from Paul McCartney and Kings of Leon to Tom Jones and Crowded House. How did that work out for him making decisions with you guys? Because this is really an acoustic album, and you've got a lot of instruments that you can work from.
We wrote the songs with the arrangements pretty intact. Ethan, you know, I think his speciality is capturing live performances and the dynamic that can happen in that style of recording. He was very effective in helping us with the kind of perform the songs in a kind of way that would capture the range of dynamic and this intimacy that is possible but hard to do in the studio. And I think he's, you know, among the best at that. And we wanted the album to be focused on how we sound as a band without adding too much. There is a little bit of supplemental instrumentation that you'll hear on the record, but by and large, the songs are carried by the performances that we did in the moment. And with the exception of one song, we performed all of those songs, vocals and instrumentals, together. And then, you know, maybe we added a little piano, or maybe Ethan played a little dobro or something, or pump organ. But by and large, these songs were performed in the studio.
It's an intimate album when you listen to it. And from knowing that you were pretty much in the studio looking at each other, which is not always the way production gets done these days, it seemed that there was a real connection that you could hear in the songs.
Absolutely. I think that process, it brought us closer together as individuals and as a band, even more so than the touring and the writing of the album. That was the cornerstone of us finding our unity in the studio.
You've been on the road for a while now. How have things settled in as much as you hoped that they would as you go to this part of the tour?
Absolutely, things have settled in. And to the point, you know, I think that we're going to be shaking it up a little bit and adding some new material, working up a couple of, you know, some new songs and expanding the set list a little bit. The tour will be a slightly different than anyone who saw earlier tours of the 2018 tours will, if they come back, they will see a very different kind of show. And we're really excited for that experience. It'll be a much more intimate kind of performance in a lot of ways. We're really looking forward to, you know, having a different kind of experience than the tour that we absolutely settled into last year. I just want to encourage people to come back to the show because there will be some new songs and a much different kind of performance.
So you've been writing on the road together, working out new things?
We wrote a little on the road last year, and we worked up a couple new songs. We have a couple that we're planning on working up before the tour starts, and I think it'll feel very fresh.
Well, not to look too far ahead, but I know most of the time musicians are looking forward to getting through the tour and then thinking about maybe the next project. Would I be correct in thinking three of you will maybe take a break and then come back together again in the studio, or would you separate and then come back together after that with new ideas?
We're all very committed to this band, and I think people are going to see another album from us. But at this point, I think after this tour, I think we're going to make way for a couple other things that we all want to do, some other projects, as we are all very keen on collaboration and invested in our solo albums and solo touring. We're going to make some time for those things as well.